WCHL, time now for trivia, and Mr. Kiger is here.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sergeant Peppers.
Lonely Hearts
Club Band. It's a beautiful morning.
Rascals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song. I love the Rascals.
Oh, they were... Hey,
Rascals,
they have been one of the first blue-eyed soul groups, and the Righteous Brothers.
They were awesome.
Before Hall & Oates.
Rascals were... Oh, amazing.
Felix Cavalieri.
Yeah. So many good songs.
Oh, yeah.
And they did some versions of other tunes as well that were pretty good, like Mustang Sally.
Yes.
They did that and, you know, several others that don't come to mind right now. But it's really, really, really an awesome band. Check them out if you don't know them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Young Rascals before they became
the
Rascals.
Rascals, yeah.
And watch the drummer.
Yeah. Oh, man. He was awesome.
Oh, just watch the drummer.
Yeah.
Check him out on YouTube and watch. Yep. Is it Eddie Borgatti?
No. No, he's not the drummer.
Oh, he was the guitar player.
The drummer is...
Anyway, just watch him.
Dino...
No, that's right. Dino. I can't remember the last name.
An Italian name.
He was good.
He was really outstanding.
Yeah, he had some showmanship.
Yeah, no kidding. Spinning the drumsticks around and stuff.
Yeah.
He was really good. I can't remember his name right now. I'm sorry. What kind of question you got today?
Epitaphs.
Okay.
Epitaphs.
All right.
Everybody ready? Yeah. All right, here we go.
Not ready for an epitaph.
No. Let's please put that on hold. If Mel Blanc's epitaph includes, "That's all, folks."
Yep.
And Dean Martin's includes, "Everybody loves somebody sometime."
Mm-hmm.
Whose epitaph includes, "Faithful to the cause of prohibition, she hath done what she could"?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
On her tombstone, the epitaph includes, "Faithful to the cause of prohibition, she hath done what she could." Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You'll know this name.
I probably will as soon as you say it, but not right offhand. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer, you'll be eligible to win a $50 gift card from Cruisers, where you are
good to go. Give us a call.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week. And if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, one more time, read what's on that epitaph. That epitaph again on that
tombstone.
Faithful
to the cause of prohibition, she hath done what she could. She was a pretty radical member of the temperance group, and she would go into taverns or places that were serving alcohol, usually with a hatchet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first thing that just jumped in my mind.
What?
Molly Hatchet, but that's a rock and roll.
That would be
band.
Different, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. What?
Carrie Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie Nation. She walked through the door, people are diving and running out of there.
No kidding.
She'd bring along a bunch of people carrying hatches and chop chop.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, with a lifespan from 1846 to 1911.
I'm surprised she lived that long.
Ooh, she was a radical member of the temperance movement and was particularly, as I mentioned, noted for attacking alcohol-serving establishments, particularly taverns, with a hatchet.
I think she's got lots of close relatives.
In fact, if you type her in
and
go to Google and what have you,
there's
a photograph of her with a hatchet.
I think she's got some descendants here in North Carolina, you know? Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
So drink responsibly and watch out for Carrie.
Yeah, watch out for anybody with a hatchet.
Woohoo!